this sort of great organized sort of systematic torturing chambering. Let's all strap them down in chairs and do a little torture. Don't think like that. You know, that's such a dark medieval way of looking at what was written. You know, a lot of the thoughts on hell come out of medieval mythology and about what the Catholic Church used to scare people and about, you know, and the way men were dealing with men at that time and tormenting and torture devices. You know, is Jesus going to be waterboarding? I don't think so. And, you know, could the fire and brimstone even be just a spiritual thing? And we know they're going to, the noisome and grievous sores that are going to come on people, and the plagues, yeah, that's real. I presume, but it could be spiritual. Just the fear of fire and brimstone. Think about this. You've been whoring after Satan, and here comes Jesus. What do people think is going to happen? I mean, what do they expect in the presence now of the vengeful and angry Christ? You read in the Gospels, "Depart from me, I never knew you."
There shall be weeping and grinding of teeth.
All the things that he could say, and whatever happens, he doesn't need to do much at all for them to be in absolute agony at his presence. His eyes were as a flame of fire. His feet were like unto fine brass. That's all the fire and brimstone you need to torture people. Just look on him. They shall look on him whom they pierced. Look at him. Do not close your eyes. That itself is torture. It will be extreme torment to even lay eyes on them, on the Savior. To see him at that point, to be confronted with him after having done and slain God's servants, beheaded them, and have it all thrown back in your face. Here's the truth. You want to talk about, I mean, I can't imagine it. I think of sometimes when I've done sins that hurt people I loved and how much agony I went through. Because many of these people, you know, they think they love Jesus as the whore, and they pour all the love they thought they had for Christ into this false Christ. They do. We love Jesus. They love the story that he came down, God became a man like us, and he sacrificed himself for all the things we do that are wrong, so we can just go to heaven and have a good time. Because, I mean, that's what heaven is. It's just having a good time, right? Heaven is like a all you can eat. And that's always the one that gets me for Christians. It's always all you can eat. It's just an all you can eat buffet, and you never get fat. Oh, gee, let's just gorge ourselves. And that just sounds so heavenly. It's disgusting. If it's disgusting on earth, it's disgusting in heaven. Yes. To account for the torture, tormented with fire and brimstone, I don't know. Does it mean that he has to touch them with it? They'll be touched with it to their very souls. You don't have to, and my whole point is, like, you don't have to medievalize the torment. You don't have to do it. Because, look, we're in a symbolic, you know, visionary prophecy. So these things could symbolize things. And plus, this whole thing is sort of presented as a narrative more than an actual, like, vision. I saw this. He saw a lamb. I looked and lo, a lamb. And they sing these songs. And these angels are saying these things. The angels proclaim these things. And I'm not trying to change the meaning of torment or of any of that. But I'm just saying, what does it have to mean that Jesus comes down with the hot poker and just pokes, pokes, pokes? He is the hot poker, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, that's what, the way I see it. The smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever. Now, what's that mean? It seems pretty obvious. They're going to be tortured forever and ever, and the smokes just keep going up and up and up and up because they keep getting tortured. Well, that's one way of looking at it. That's very, the thing is, the way I look at it, because it is such a great smoke. It's like, you see there's smoke going up. It's like, you know, you've seen nuclear bombs going off, right? You've seen, you know, pictures of that, and the smoke goes up. But have you ever seen a pillar of smoke going up into the sky to which you cannot see the end of the thing? That's what I mean by going up forever and ever. It goes up and up and up, and you just don't see the end of it. I don't think it necessarily means that they are continually smoking forever and ever. It's just that when this event occurs, you see this smoke going up. And day and night, they have no rest. I mean, because this is obviously going on over a period of time. I don't think, like I said, I don't think it's all eternity. Day nor night, it could be a period of a week or a couple days. Day nor night for a week or whatever. It doesn't designate how much it is. The thing is, I'm just saying this. I'm not trying to change anything the scripture says. I'm just saying, because I say that because I feel like I want to be apologetic. Because here's the thing. We've all been conditioned to look at these things a certain way based on what men have delivered to us and what they said this is supposed to mean. We've been delivered a picture. And I'm just saying, it doesn't have to be day and night. I mean, because it says their smoke has ended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night. So you assume they have no rest forever and ever. No, it says the smoke goes up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean some sort of eternal torment. And at this point, it doesn't make sense. Because it's not the white throne judgment. And besides, like I said, this is pre-millennial. And so, yeah, are we just going to, through the whole reign of Christ, through the whole 1,000 years, we're just going to have a big stinking smoke to the heavens, group of people just being tormented there. Everyone who worshiped the beast, they're just all going to be standing there being tormented on the earth. Because in the presence of the Lamb, this is all in the presence of the Lamb, remember. In the presence of the Lamb, we've got a permanent sort of smokestack of humans. All alive, all being tormented for the whole time. I guess till the white throne judgment, and when they're then put in the lake of fire, where they continue pretty much doing the same thing. I mean, you know, if that's the way you want to interpret it, I guess, but I just don't think that that's like the necessary way to read it. I don't have to read it that way. I mean, I accept what it says here. The torment, the smoke goes up forever and ever. They do not have any rest day or night, but I don't think that that suggests, well, it might be suggestive. It is not, does not require an interpretation that says, yeah, this is the eternal state. And it doesn't make sense with other scriptures. That's where I eventually go, because though it is somewhat suggestive of what people generally think, in light of all the other scriptures on the subject, I have to say, no, I think that because this is in Christ's presence, because of the time frame and the overall context of this, it's not. So that's my analysis of it.